Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You want to be down with the kids?
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, back in studio. This is the first time I've been in studio in about...
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's 12 days since I've been in studio, so that's
great.
Nice.
Came in here, it's about 55 waiting for you. Degrees?
Did you turn it up?
Yeah.
You want to turn it up?
Yeah.
Now I got to take this off because it's actually cool. It's actually warm in here now. But back in studio, glad to be here. Awesome stuff on... LeBron James Day, I guess. I gotta give him his dues.
It's an incredible. He is the most incredible athlete that I've ever witnessed in my entire life. Hard to think of anyone else that has made the accomplishments, the athletic accomplishments of LeBron James. For him to step into a league of grown men at the age of 18 or 19 years old and play at the level he played at, was getting to NBA Finals when Jalen Green's just trying to do Instagram stories, you know, and shooting the H and stuff like that with 13 wins. LeBron was taking a team, you know, fighting the Spurs at that same age. Then at age 38, he's averaging 30 points a game right now. He hasn't missed a lot. He's averaged over 38 minutes a game for his career, 38.1, which is really high, especially in today's load management era. And this is truly going to be an untouchable record. Like, he beat an untouchable record. No one ever thought anyone could play that long. You have to play not only long, you have to play at a high, you have to play at a very high rate, at a high level, for a long, long time, and you had to be really, really healthy.
I don't think it's one of the untouchable records
in baseball.
It was considered. Like 57-14, Nolan Ryan strikeout record, or 511 wins.
I talked about it all yesterday. This was considered the untouchable record.
Well,
because you had to play. This is new to be playing when you're 38 at a high level.
There's all kinds of things that could. I don't know. There's a lot more scoring right now. Listen, nothing against LeBron, but there's a lot more scoring right now than there was before. There's a 3-point line when there wasn't when Kareem started.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that changed.
Kareem
about the game.
Would not have been a. I mean, that's the difference.
No, but there wasn't a 3-point. Shot then, and they added a 3-point shot.
If
he didn't have a 3-point shot, LeBron wouldn't be there.
Right, he'd be taking more 2-point shots.
Correct. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that one's. I mean, it's going to be very, very, very difficult. But I don't think it's like Cy Young's 5-11. I don't think it's Nolan Ryan's 57-14. I don't think Cal Ripken Jr.'s.
I mean, this lasted a long, long time.
But you did say
players.
Something that's interesting, and maybe I totally dislike. Listen, I love Michael Jordan, so I can't stand LeBron James.
Right?
That's how I am. I loved Walter Payton, so I couldn't stand Eric Dickerson. Just couldn't.
Wow.
I love Jose Altuve.
Wow, you are. If anyone challenges your guys, you hate him?
Yeah, I hate him.
Wow.
I hate Roberto Alomar because I'm a Jose Altuve guy. Okay? So.
But you love, like, do you hate. Do you hate, like, Russell Regal because you're friends with Yanni?
Yeah.
Like in the barbecue
world? No, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The
other barbecue guys? I thought he was a fajita guy.
Well, I love the Lulings,
and a potato guy and a wings guy.
I love the Lulings guys, too. So, okay. I mean, there's that. I mean, I can still, I can.
Do you hate Carlton Woods because you're a Wildcat guy?
No, I don't. No,
so you stop at golf.
No, yeah, golf, I'm I'm a chameleon, okay? You're a
golf polygamist.
I am. I really, really
You're
am.
You're polyamorous.
I love that. Listen, I loved yesterday. I loved the Golden Nugget golf course. So, no, but I really and I didn't like Kobe, too. Sorry. Kobe thought he was trying to act like
was
Jordan.
Was that it, or was it? Yeah, was that it? Was that why you didn't like Kobe?
Yeah, I didn't like Kobe at all. You know,
some of it was personality.
Yeah. And you know, and he was a Laker, and I can't stand it. LeBron, I can't stand any teams he's been on. I just don't like him. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that's just me. I do have to. That is an interesting thing that you said, though. The greatest athlete that you've ever seen, Jim Brown, Bo Jackson.
Never saw him. I saw Bo. Bo didn't have these accomplishments. Bo was a great athlete.
No, he didn't have these accomplishments. That's true, but you said greatest athlete you've ever seen.
With accomplishments. You know what? I could argue greatest athlete. I mean, I really, truly feel this is not true. And I've talked to multiple NFL people. Butch Davis used to go to his games.
He'd be a great tight end.
He would have been an all-pro tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, Butch Davis used to go to his games in Cleveland in high school. He used to go watch his games. LeBron would have been probably an all-pro tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, that's saying something. But he is – He never did it.
Dave, you know, there's the Dave Winfields. There's all kinds of guys that have been able to
– Antonio Gates went to a Final Four, played basketball, and that's all great. But LeBron plays at a level that is arguably the greatest of all time. I mean, I don't – you can argue that. That's an arguable thing. Yeah. I don't fall on that side, but I put him squarely number two in just a small notch – below Jordan. I just think Jordan had something mentally that is just untouchable. But LeBron has played it. First of all, he's a physical freak, and he was coming out. He had a grown man's physique at a young age, and it only got bigger. He played with grown men at an incredibly high level early in his career. Early had an impact. He's been squarely in the spotlight since he was 16. But then get to the athleticism part. He's averaging 30 points a game now. And yeah, the scoring is higher, but to average 30 points a game at the age of 38, and he's been durable. So genetically, he is a freak show. He's a genetic freak show. But the physicality, the athleticism, the durability, the high level of performance in his sport, just all of it. I mean, he's the greatest athlete. And when I say, I don't mean athletic feats because he can jump like that. I mean, he could jump out of the gym when he was younger. But I just think he's the greatest athlete I've ever seen play a sport because of, and when I say that, I mean, yes, athlete from a physical standpoint.
You've got to factor in his
I'm factoring in everything. His durability, his quality of play. Like everything, no one has touched this. This is, and in an era where it's load management and guys don't like LeBron is going to be, there's going to be more guys like LeBron in terms of really love it and want to play better. Because LeBron, for whatever you want to say, I don't like all the, he really wants to be liked by millennials and Gen Z. He's got the whole, he tried to do the safe space pen. That's when I kind of started losing some respect. Not that he had a message that it was just, you could tell he really wants to. In a weird way, he wants to be like, he wants being seen. He's not going to go away. He's going to be in public. He runs on the court in the middle of his son's basketball games and in youth basketball. Like, he's not a guy who wants to, he wants the attention. With all that said, dude, he's incredible. I mean, he is truly an incredible player. And right now, you make a legitimate argument. He's one of the five best players in the NBA right now. I mean, if he was age 32, we wouldn't even have any problem calling him one of the five best.
No.
And it's been like that his entire career.
And
like his entire career, he's been one of the top five players in the league.
Yeah.
No. I've never seen that in my life. Everybody takes a downturn. It's really on the level of Tom Brady in terms of his play. And Tom Brady got better at the midpoint of his career. At about 2000, when Randy Moss, we didn't look at him as Tom Brady. We looked at him like that in about 2007. Is when we started looking at, this guy just threw like 50 touchdowns. Randy Moss there, holy crap. We looked at LeBron like that from his second year in the league, maybe even first year in the league. We knew what was coming.
Yeah.
With Tom Brady, you didn't know what was coming.
No. If you had to vote for MVP right now, who would you vote for this season?
I guess Jokic. I mean, he's the favorite right now. Jokic? Win three in a row.
Not Doncic?
Nah, I got to look at the wins. And I have no problem with Luka. I mean,
with Joel Embiid either.
No, I don't have a problem with any of them, but we'll see what happens.
Tatum thought he was for a while.
I thought Embiid was last year. I would have voted Embiid last year. this is, I've never seen anything like this. Yep. I mean, the players that they have right now who are fighting it out, this is insane.
And then LeBron, you know what? He's going to finish probably top five.
Yeah, he probably is.
And last night is probably going to help along the way.
Losing?
Well, every time he breaks a record or passes a landmark, he loses.
It's Jordan curse.
Yeah. Listen.
It's the Jordan curse. For every championship he has, he had one that he lost.
Right.
It's the Jordan curse, you know, for every milestone. And I thought, I told Mason, I said, so Sebastian stayed up to watch us, and I let him stay up. His mom wanted him to go to bed, and she actually gave in. And I was like, well, all I could think of is, well, you'll have to deal with him in the morning. I'll be at the show.
Right.
But I thought it was cool. My son wanted to stay up and watch and see if he could get there. And so I got to find out from Snacks if he was able to stay awake the whole time. But you think about it, John. I mean, if you look at his season, look at his stats, his stats this year are incredible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When he passed Jordan in scoring, the team lost by 16 to Denver. When he passed Kobe, they lost by 17 to the Sixers. When he became the all-time leading scorer, L.A. lost to Draymond Greenless Warriors. All-time leading scorer, including playoff points. L.A. lost to the Draymond Greenless Warriors. He reached the 10,000-point mark, 10,000 assists, and 10,000 rebound mark in a 29-point loss to the Phoenix Suns. Oh, when he passed Karl Malone, the Lakers blew a 16-point lead to Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma. Kuzma-less Wizards. Like I said, this has been a tradition. They lost by three last night to Oklahoma City.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
What?
Everyone
is an L?
Is it that? Oh, I don't know. I can't. I'm not going to assume. Now, there is a video when he scored the huge basket to pass Kareem last night. Anthony Davis walked in the arena and sat down while everybody else was standing. He sat down.
You know, for me, that's kind of like petty to focus on that when the story is what LeBron did.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like the generation we're in now, the 24-hour news cycle, where that's going to become a story. What LeBron did is the story. What LeBron did was break a record that many NBA people felt like, you know, was never going to be touched, because who's going to play at this high a level for that long? That's just not going to happen. Well, here he is. This is the guy who plays. And yeah, does it help that the NBA has gone really high with scoring? Yes. But to be 38 and average 30 points a game, I mean, this is unheard of. I don't know if I don't think any other player at this age has ever averaged 30 a game.
No.
I'd be shocked.
Anthony Davis, actually, the play was going on when LeBron had the ball. Everybody was standing in the arena, and Anthony Davis just sat down, and then the ball goes up and goes in, and the place
just
goes.
Does he stay seated?
He stays. No, he actually, after everybody starts to run on the court, then he gets up.
Yeah.
And he joins the.
He's probably hurt again.
Well, you know what? If I'm him, I want to sit down because I might get hurt standing up that long.
Yeah.
You could get hurt.
I'm injury prone. I'm no Anthony Davis. I'm no Zion Williamson. No one's ever accused me of being Zion Williamson.
You're kind of. No.
But Zion Williamson literally, like, he doesn't have to do much to be out.
You have been called Lance Fuller.
Yeah, I've been called Lance Fuller. That's fair.
Yeah. No.
That's fair. It's not hamstring stuff.
It's not quick twitch stuff.
Yeah, no, that's not. That's not really my.
Yeah, I don't.
Actually, my injuries are probably more Anthony Davis. Fall down on shoulders. I've done that. He did that.
Yeah.
But LeBron, I knew today would be a hard day for you to give any credit for LeBron. And we'll take a break right now. Roger already wants to get on. Because I've got something I want to say about this chase and this journey, because I feel like this is really, really, really important to him. You could tell it was really, really important for his actions. But I tried to process that, and I'll tell you what
I came up with. The things that he said, too, we got to when it happened that he didn't go directly to Kareem, I thought he should have gone right to Kareem. Now, he did give Kareem his due, but it was first, hey, look at me, my arms in the air, everybody look at me, and then come here, Bronny, and let's see, you know, and everybody else. And then he finally got to Kareem. I was like,
one Kareem's moment. Sorry, not your moment. It's my moment. And LeBron is going to do LeBron yesterday.
And as a matter of fact, we got another speech when they passed that's a little bit like that. We'll play on the other side right here. But first, you talk about John Daspit.
Well, I'll talk about John Daspit, because John Daspit passionately pursues justice for the injured. What he does is he basically will fight against the lawyers from the insurance companies. The insurance companies are looking to squeeze you on your payout. They don't want you to, you know, they're going to try to keep you as low as they possibly can from a standpoint of getting to, you know, whatever your payoff for your the time you miss in work, your hospital bills, your physical therapy, these things all add up. And I haven't even gotten to the pain and suffering that you suffered. And this is not, you know what, this is for you to get hurt and injured and go through all this and have to figure out your car if you've been hit by like an 18-wheeler, and for you to have issues with your back that are going to be lingering. You don't think you deserve anything for that pain and suffering for someone else's negligence? Yeah, you absolutely do. And John Daspit's going to fight for that because, you know, some of those things are going to stay there forever a lot of times. So you want somebody who is going to help you and look out for you. You want somebody fighting for you just as hard as the insurance companies have someone fighting for them. 70 lawyers in 10 cities means John Daspit has the state of Texas covered, and soon it will be beyond that. He is really good at what he does. He was a top lawyer at one of the top firms in Houston, and now he is on your side. Make sure that you have this number ready for you or anyone you know who's been injured. 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or go to the website DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history.
That was last night as LeBron James passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for most points ever in NBA history. Congratulations. Not the GOAT. ESPN has got, okay, if you guys.
Do you want to start a LeBron? For those of you. Undisputed. You know, me and Dell started a new show while you're gone.
It's called
Undisputed. We started Undisputed Hot Takes. And people, he would play a role, I'd play a role, and then we'd have a caller call in and be Molly Karam, basically, and or whoever, and give us the undisputed hot take. We would have to argue.
Okay.
So we did undisputed hot takes. And so, you know, that was.
Who it, won?
But you have to be careful. I won all of them easily. But you have to be really careful because if you, at some point today, this is going to go LeBron versus Jordan. You do know that, right?
It's gone that way my whole life, so I don't care. Okay. I almost puked when I saw my first day off on Monday. When I was in Spain, mm-hmm. and you guys were arguing LeBron versus Michael.
Well,
Oh my God. We're going to lose the show.
It was a joke.
You two are going to lose the show.
It was not treated as a joke by callers who then filled up the board to argue it.
That's on you two.
I know.
That's on you two.
Well, Dell didn't.
It
wasn't really Dell that did it. It was really more me.
Dell says, I hope this is me when I talk about the Lakers. I hope all bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you. I don't like the Lakers. I never liked the Lakers. I never will like the Lakers. I'm sorry. I don't wish bad things on them. I just don't care enough about them. I'm like Dell, okay? I hate them. I'm not like Dell.
Oh, he put you on. This is Silky Johnson, the hater of the year.
Yeah. Well, I'm hater.
He is.
Okay,
you are Silky.
I hate the Lakers. Hate the Lakers,
you are
RJ.
Silky Johnson.
You came to the wrong place, pal.
Did you see what Raheel put last night in one of his classic troll tweets where people don't know it? Like he took a picture of you and him at the Klein's Christmas party and posted, I met this man on the side of the road. And
Channel 13 people were like, oh, get his name. Who is he?
Yeah, he helped me. He helped me. I was on the side of the road. He did one with Chance. He doesn't tell people he's going to do them, and then he posts them on Twitter. And of course, I jump in like, this is why society has a chance, you know, and we jump in. Yesterday, he said this. Imagine how long the celebration would be if we celebrated LeBron James, the dad and husband, an absolute king of the man. Hashtag we are all witnesses. Hashtag LeBron.
I got to see. What were the comments? Amen, legendary, on and off the court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, LOL. Yeah, they know his deal.
All right, 713-780-3776. All right, here's LeBron's speech, and see if it reminds you of anybody. LeBron's speech after. Now, you cut it down, right, RJ? You cut it down a little bit because it got a little winded. He thanked everybody in the world. But here is LeBron James last night after. By the way, they stopped the game with 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter. Okay, LeBron just immediately thought we're stopping the game. How about that last 10.9 seconds?
Well, he scored a crap load in the third to get there.
Well, I don't care. There was 10.9 seconds left. And right. Who called the timeout? I didn't see a timeout. And oh, by the way, that was a long timeout.
This is the most haterish hater stuff I've ever seen. He just passed Kareem's record, and you're like, who's calling the timeout? And why are we stopping this game against Oklahoma City between two non-playoff teams?
Okay, how is it that we just stop? LeBron just assumes we're stopping the
game. Give me some Silky Johnson.
Hail me.
Hate.
Here's LeBron with 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter.
Man, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever, in a million years, dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, man, thank you guys.
Well, now he went on to say, did you hear what he went on to say? He said, I guess it was in the post-game press conference. He said, I see all these lists of best scorers in the NBA, in NBA history, and I'm never on them, okay? I guess y'all got to put me on them now, best scorers in NBA history. Which reminds me a little bit of a speech once given when the GOAT.
The stolen base GOAT.
The stolen base GOAT.
Right.
Who referred to himself in first person. Oh, he always did. You'll know who it is immediately because it's Ricky.
Luke Brock was the symbol of great base stealing. But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
That's original, GOAT.
That's original. You're right. I am the greatest of all time. I love Ricky.
Luke Brock was fine.
But he's good. I mean,
he's all right. Played against a bunch of plumbers, a bunch of insurance salesmen. Ben Simmons is a legitimate plumber right now. LeBron is playing against plumbers, too. Ben Simmons is a plumber.
Yeah. Well, he's got a bunch of plumbers on his team, on his own team.
I'll admit, the young fans, nothing pisses off the Jordan era more than when they say things like, Jordan played against plumbers. I'll admit, I get pissed off when I hear that. Like, you've never even watched basketball for me. You just saw some videos. Mason tried to come at me with, Look who all LeBron's played against in his career. Who did Jordan play against? A bunch of plumbers. And then he goes, who? Old Larry Bird, old Magic Johnson? I'm like, okay, fine. You rolled me. We're going to do this now. So I had to sit down.
They came in at 79. Jordan came in 83. You mean 4 years older?
Yeah.
Four years older?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's actually true. Although that was much older then because players had already played 4 years. Right. Magic played two, but Larry had played, I think he played four. He took a year off between Indiana and Indiana State. No. Some people don't know
Jordan only played three.
Larry Bird was a trash man, literally picked up trash on a trash truck. That's a true story.
He played against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He played against Karl Malone, John Stockton.
Stockton, Malone. But the same era was Barkley. Yeah, he played against some really good players. But regardless, it doesn't matter. But LeBron has played against a better total players during his career. I think if you want to look at it, when it comes to guys who are going to be mentioned as superstars, but that doesn't really.
Clyde, Akeem.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can go through the list at some point. You're going to see it comes like this is a golden era of talent that we've seen.
Well, it's a golden era of scoring ability.
Yeah, but I'd say like Dwayne Wade was not as good as Clyde.
No, but I'd like to.
Of course, he played with him, but.
Dwayne Wade. Yeah, no, they're
comparable.
I think they're comparable.
If you go through this, it's been, he LeBron played the almost most of his career against Dirk Nowitzki, for example.
Yeah.
He was all-time great.
And Dirk beat him.
Dirk was 1 year, yeah, when he was in the championship 1 year, yeah. But he, LeBron loses a lot whenever good things are going down.
Sorry.
But LeBron has played against some really, really great talent. But the point I made yesterday to Mason was, are they really playing? Look how often guys are. I went back to Jordan's, and I want to give credit to LeBron. I'm about to give credit to LeBron. Go pull up Michael Jordan on Basketball Reference.
He played 82 games every year.
82 damn near every year, except when he broke his foot the second year.
And one other year.
It was nonstop. Yeah. Jordan played over 38 minutes for his career. Playing over 40 minutes was a regular.
I think nine times in his career he played 82 times.
But
82 games.
Yeah. I mean, but that was the norm. And he, where's all his injuries? I don't see him.
1 year.
Where's all his injuries? 2 years. Well,
Who,
1 year he
no,
played.
Year.
Yeah, 1 year he was out. Yeah, because of he didn't come back until the end of the season.
Yeah, right.
He set out that they don't.
He went. He, got,
he was he, actually played an average about 30, but that doesn't count for some reason. But anyway, that's more of a Rocket thing. But LeBron, to LeBron's credit, LeBron had 4 or 5 seasons. He was playing 40 minutes a game. LeBron is Jordan averaged over 38 minutes a game for his career. 38.3. LeBron's averaged 38.1. LeBron's been very durable. LeBron is playing in an era where guys are, A, not durable, B, just take off. Don't rush to get back at all. No one's trying to hurry to get back. I mean, KPJ's not in a hurry to get back. There's no one in a hurry to get back.
Yeah.
So I have a ton of respect for guys who show up, are available. I mean, even Kyrie, who I had, not Kyrie, but Kawhi Leonard, who I had so much respect for. I mean, I've really lost a lot of respect over the years for him. He just will randomly just, you know, he's not in a hurry to play. A lot of these guys are not in a hurry to play, or they're just not durable at all. I don't know how the other generation was incredibly durable, and this generation, who has more training at their disposal, more physical therapy type stuff to keep them on the court, how they miss so many games. But LeBron is different. LeBron plays. LeBron is available. LeBron shows up. LeBron doesn't go in skids, really. This is the first time over the last couple of years is when he's faced major adversity, and it's through his own doing. You know, he tried to be GM. Jordan was a sucky GM too.
Yep.
And LeBron is a bad GM.
Yep.
And he doesn't, you know, and he's put himself in his position with some of the moves that he demanded.
GM, Bill O'Brien or LeBron James?
Bill O'Brien. No one will ever pass.
I don't know, because you're this bad and you have LeBron James on your team.
Yeah, but Bill O'Brien tore the entire team down.
So did LeBron James.
Bill O'Brien should have been arrested for arson.
This team, though, this Lakers team, how can you have Anthony Davis and LeBron James on this team?
He traded for
and
an
be
inju-
in this yeah. bad.
Traded for an injury prone Anthony Davis,
yep.
And he's been injury prone.
Yep. 728.
And then he traded for Russell Westbrook. Like, come on, dude. You haven't seen everyone else who does this? This is the human bad luck. Even when Russell scores a lot, you can't win with Russell.
Can't win. All right, 713-780-36. We'll get you guys on the other side as soon as we get back. But right now, I got to talk about HR&P. I got to talk about you being a good employee. And if you're not a good employee, somebody's accountable for that. And who's going to be accountable for that? Who is going to take the responsibility of what we have to do with employees who, because you have to. And if you make mistakes in HR, you are going to pay the consequences. HR&P doesn't make mistakes, and they are your HR team. They will give you the advice of how to handle discipline situations. Otherwise, you could, and there have been instances where you've lost your business because you have mishandled things, or it costs you a lot of money, and you don't want that. Affordable Care Act, you want that to cost you a lot of money? Because now you're getting it's still around. It ain't going nowhere. And guess what? You're going to get fined if you don't handle it correctly. How about experts in the field of Affordable Care Act at HR&P? Matter of fact, they even said one time, hey, listen, if anybody else, even if you're not a client of ours, we'll help you with the Affordable Care Act because it's so hard. And that's how good they are at this. And if you're looking for a great way to get your payroll, you're looking for a great way to get your HR, to get your Affordable Care Act expertise, all at one place. The technology, second to none. You're looking for a payroll company, I got one for you. HR&P, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, welcome back. 732 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us. Roger wants to get in here to talk about LeBron. What do you say, Roger?
Good morning, fellas. Great show as always. I just want to say his take about LeBron James. Tell me why one of the most prestigious records in sports was broken last night, and I didn't even want to see it. I had no inclination to watch it. And I've been a basketball fan since the Billy Paltz Whopper days of the Rockets and Mike Miller and Calvin Murphy. So, I mean, basketball is like in my blood. That was my first love. So let me break this down to you, fellas, and I'll be in and out real quick. I kind of want to put LeBron James in the same breath as a Floyd Mayweather, right? Because although the body of work cannot be disputed, however, the manner in which they did it can be. Because that's the whole, you're part of your whole package, your whole legacy folder, right? Everything. The whole brand, the whole body of work, everything. That goes for persona, team jumping, super team building, all that stuff goes all in, it's all balled into one deal. That's your whole body of work, your legacy, how people perceive you, how the streets look at you, the whole deal. So, you know, when back in the day, you know, Michael Jordan, you know, when, you know, once you had cable TV, you know, WGN, TBS, you know, all those teams, the Atlanta Hawks, all that was must-see TV. I mean, it just was. And I know things have changed. You know, social media wasn't a big deal. But I just don't see, being able to gravitate to this guy, and I know he's an awesome, awesome athlete. I can't take that away from the guy. I mean, this guy's one of the best to ever do it, right? But I just don't have that same feel to
yeah,
LeBron.
Yeah, Roger, we got to cut it there. We got to cut it there, Roger. We appreciate it. I get it. It's some of the political stuff and all the other stuff that.
Well, he was talking about team jumping and all that. That can be too. Your argument about some, but I don't think you can really argue about his greatness. That's
no.
To me. That's,
but you know what? He can have his opinion about not loving the guy.
You're
not,
saying
not
you're
caring.
Saying,
you feel like he's not the same guy as the other guys that you used to root for that stayed with their teams.
Yeah, your opinion is your opinion on that. But it doesn't. I don't think it gives any credence to. You don't like the guy. I get it.
Yeah,
how he did that.
That's fine.
His folder and all that. But what he accomplished and what he's accomplished in his career is undeniable.
Yeah,
you have to respect it.
I don't have.
You
don't have to. I don't have to call him a goat.
No, you don't have to do that.
Nope.
But what you do have to do is acknowledge how. Unless you just intentionally are trying to avoid it.
Right.
It's a statement of fact that LeBron James is one of the greatest to ever do it. And everything from his durability to his to the level of play, to the championships he's won, just because he didn't hit Jordan. Jordan didn't hit Bill Russell. I mean, he's not as good as Bill Russell. I mean, yeah, LeBron didn't hit Jordan's win totals. I get that. And he, you know, lost some series. He got there a ton. He got there with multiple teams, and he's been the best player on his team every step.
Well, is he the GOAT? He was asked that last night.
Oh, no. Are we doing this?
Is he the GOAT? He was asked it last night.
He already said he was one of his titles.
Here's LeBron on whether or not he's the GOAT.
I don't know, man. You know, for me, you know, I think it's great barbershop talk. It's going to happen forever and ever. You know, if I was the GM or whatever the case may be of a franchise that was starting up and I had the number one pick, I'd take me. But that's just me because I believe in myself. I know what I bring to the table. You know, a guy that's been able to transform his game over the course of 20 years to be able to play any position in this league and excel at any position. You know, I can play 1 through 5. You know, I've led the league in assists.
Okay, that's enough. I'm done. I thought it was going to be shorter. if you had a chance of every player in NBA history.
No, I'm drafting Jordan. But that's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, number two, I'm drafting LeBron.
Number two, I'm drafting Kareem.
Yeah, I'm drafting LeBron. But now we're trying to actually put together a team. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to put together a team. I'm trying to just say if I had to stack them.
But which guy would you want on your team? Yeah, I would say Michael first. I'd say Kareem second.
I'd take Olajuwon, but that's just me.
Well, Kareem's got the championships. He's
I don't
got.
Care. Olajuwon would have. Olajuwon played. Young Olajuwon played Kareem. Kareem still had something for Olajuwon, but I mean, for me, it's Olajuwon. I think Olajuwon's the greatest big man to ever do it. When you add everything all together, scoring, blocks, rebounding, steals, everything, Olajuwon was almost untouchable from when you look at all those things. But Kareem was incredible.
Yeah.
It's just your flavor of ice cream. It's the same thing. And, you know, who do you like better? What do you covet? When was your generation? I grew up watching Dream when I was 11 years old, watching him go to the Final Four when he was at his most raw. Where he was just, you know, all he could do was jump high.
I got the best seat in the house for I was on the floor for shooting the games for Channel 51 during the run, and he was unbelievable. I just think that Kareem doesn't get enough credit for being the best ever.
Kareem was in an era that was pre Magic and Bird. Magic and Bird elevated it, and then Jordan took it off. He played in that era where, same thing with Jerry West, Oscar Robertson. I don't think any of those guys do. I've never watched, there's limited video. Honestly, it's weird that, how much Wilt Chamberlain do you ever get to see? Right. We just have limited video. Right. And the cool thing is, my kids, there's a huge appreciation right now for Hakeem Olajuwon with younger people who never saw him play. It's weird. Young people think Dream is the best big man ever because he does incredible things on mixtapes.
Well, you remember Michael Murphy when we used to have arguments. It's Wilt, and that's all there is to it.
Michael Murphy would get really,
really
mad.
Angry.
Don't bring Wilt up Jordan to him. It was Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain was great.
So what LeBron said, I think, was a good answer there. It previously said, now I'm the greatest of all time because I won this bubble championship. And everyone's like, what? Whoa. And now that was a good answer. He left it open and said, I believe in myself, but it's good barbershop talk. That was a good answer. I think what crushed LeBron is that at some point, and this is a credit to him, that he wants to be the greatest of all time. It's part of his ego that you have to be great. Same thing with Jordan. LeBron wants to be the greatest of all time. He wants people to acknowledge him as the greatest of all time. He realizes now that's never going to happen. For certain fans and for other fans, they are going to say he's the greatest of all time. We will have these debates. And at this point, it's not even fair to Jordan or LeBron, for me. But I understand that you're going to always have the debates, different eras, different scoring, different all that stuff. And people will have their own opinions. And once LeBron knew that there's nothing I can do for anyone to – like Jordan – it was always kind of open-ended. Who was the greatest player of all time before Jordan, John? There was – people talked about Wilt. They talked about Bill Russell. There
Oscar.
There was Magic. There was Bird.
Well, Magic was in the middle.
But Magic had to Magic had to step away. Dr. J was – no one ever considered Dr. J the greatest of all time, though. Oh, you said – did you just say it in our ear or did you say it on the air? Yeah. All right, you can say it on the air. He said Dr. J. But that's my whole thing, though. There was no consensus.
Right.
There was no consensus back then. And I think LeBron always thought at some point in his career, I'm chasing this, and one day I'll pass this. And then he realized there's nothing I can do to pass it. So I think the Kareem thing gave him an opportunity. That Jordan doesn't have this. Nobody has this. LeBron stands alone. There is no debate. He stands alone as the greatest scorer of all time. It was considered an unbreakable record for years and years. So I think this means a lot to him to get to this point because there is an adulation or an adoration or at least an acknowledgement where he gets to stand alone and not be in Jordan's shadow. So I appreciate that for him.
Whatever.
I really do.
They lost by 3 last night, though. Whatever.
Yeah, go ahead, RJ.
Go ahead.
Well, we could talk probably about this next segment, but I was going to say, speaking of unbreakable records, do you think that there will be a record in any sport? Is there a record that you think somebody – is going to break next? Like in baseball, is somebody going to break, you know, Nolan Ryan's record or anything like that? Or, in football, is somebody going to catch Jerry?
It can't be a durability record, a longevity record in baseball, really in any sports, because these guys make too much money to stick around as long as the other guys would have.
Yeah, well, career record. I don't know who's close to
Brady's
anything.
Brady's extending But it's not a running back league anymore, so running back stuff may be done. Brady has extended all the quarterback stuff beyond the reach of anyone. No one's playing until 46 at this high a level. I mean, he keeps throwing high. It wasn't good this year.
He had his most completions this year.
Yeah, it's so.
I mean, but they did at a 17th game. If they play like 40 games sacks. A year.
Oh, well, the receiving stuff. The receiving stuff for sure could be broken because Cooper Kupp and Justin Jefferson was threatening it. No. And so the receive, yeah, you're right. The 17th game, maybe a sack record may be broken.
Well,
Chris Jones
season
got 20
records
sacks.
Are going to go by the wayside. But career records, it's just one more game.
All time.
You never know, though. If Roger Goodell has his way, they might play 40 games a year. They might. They just might. 742, because he needs to make more money. Roger Goodell needs some. I don't think he's making enough.
No.
You know what?
We keep having budget cuts for NFL.com.
And
too.
He's
like,
making $50 million
a year. Feels like we're making money. I don't know why we have budget cuts. I've only got one editor working on my draft profiles, and that's why they can't come out. Mm. We need like – so if any of you guys are editors at all, if you have a background, anyone formerly of the Houston Chronicle, or even if you work at the Chronicle now and you're looking for some extra money.
You see, the Texans are looking for graphic design people. They're not cutting back.
Are they?
Yeah. Well, you would think they cut back with how many coaches they pay at the same time.
No kidding.
Right?
And next up will be Brandon Cooks, because Brandon Cooks, I think they'll try to get him out of there. They just gave him an extension.
Why would they? He's so good.
You got to get him out of the building.
Yeah, I mean, you got to
get him out of the building.
He's just a great.
Honestly, get him out of the building.
That's the guy you need.
So my mock draft came
out. Had a C on his jersey.
So we'll get.
Wait, your mock draft is up?
Yeah, so
my favorite day of the year. Where are the comments?
You're trying to break. You just don't want the LeBron James
people.
I'm
done with this. Actually, I want to talk about the Super Bowl. I want to talk about other stuff.
I do have my mock. And Texans fans.
I'm not making this LeBron James show, okay? Yeah. No.
Guys, your thoughts. Who's the greatest of all time?
Gross.
713-780-3776.
744 ESPN. Talk about your patio. That's the greatest patio of all time.
The greatest patio builder of all time. The greatest outdoor living space builder of all time is Texas Custom Patios. And I'm going to pull them up right now. I do Lance Z, TCPLance.com. They show the before and after of my home, what they did for me. But if you go to TexasCustomPatios.com, on the front page, there's a really cool swimming pool, an outdoor living space, and it looks awesome. And you hit Explore Project, and they show you the after. Then they show you the before. Man, what a difference. Then they show you the interior of it, and they talk about what exactly is going on with this outdoor living space. And they give you a chance to get a free quote. They've got other works where you can see from the start to the finish. They take you through their process. There's a tab called Our Process, which I think does an excellent, as someone who has used their services before they were even an advertiser, it really does a really good job of giving you an accurate description of what it's like to go through the entire process. I mean, from permits to HOA approvals to materials and scheduling, everything, the budgeting, everything. TexasCustomPatios.com. Turn your house into a home with TexasCustomPatios.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Are you tired?
She just wanna take it off.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So Lance's mock draft is out. At what is the, where are the comments on? At NFL Draft?
I think at NFL Draft.
So Lance, you have your first pick, Jalen Carter, to the Chicago Bears.
I did no trades.
Yeah.
I said that up front. Not doing trades. A lot of these picks are going to be relative to the way I see these players. So for this one is a little unusual because it was, how do I see these players from a draft standpoint? And number two, I'm not doing any trades.
Three quarterbacks, more than likely, trades or no trades, three quarterbacks will be gone in the top seven picks.
I think there's a pretty good chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders are going to take Will Levis if he's sitting there. Or C.J. Stroud if he's sitting there.
Yeah, Stroud or maybe even Richardson. I don't know. But I think Levis goes before Richardson. And so I've got Levis going seven to the Raiders, yes. I've got Stroud going, where do I have him, four Colts?
You have four to Stroud, four to the Colts. Will Levis, seven to the Raiders. Bryce Young, two to the Texans.
Anthony Richardson, 19 to Tampa Bay.
You got, okay, so four in the top 20. Yeah, and somebody could move up even.
Yep.
And if two they, of those if guys they're really like got, Richardson.
Two of those guys got second round grades on, so.
Yeah.
But it's the way it is.
It's that.
Now, hold on. Now, you say it's
you got
that.
The taste.
You say it's that. But if it was that, why did Malik Willis last to the third? That's what I'm having a hard time with. Is Malik Willis's tape was third round player last year. His tape was terrible last year. No one wanted to say it because everyone's afraid of getting killed on Twitter. If you watch Malik Willis's tape, it was terrible. Like, I don't know what happened. All the talent is there and all that stuff. There are times Anthony Richardson is terrible on tape. Will Levis is terrible on tape. There's never a time where C.J. Stroud is terrible. There's never a time where Bryce Young's terrible. These other two guys, they were terrible at times. So I am curious if there's any chance that NFL teams say, ooh, we didn't like it with Malik Willis. We don't love it with these guys either. And if they back off, I've seen too much of the other way where teams, and you have too, where that's the outlier.
Right.
The outlier.
Here's something interesting. You have the Patriots at 14 taking Broderick Jones, an offensive tackle from Georgia, when Luke Musgrave is sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that the Patriots would look and go, remember how good Gronk was?
Yeah.
Remember what a big part of he is?
Yeah, it's just they've got some issues with Isaiah. Their tackles have not played very well, and he's never drafted a tight end in the first round. He likes tight ends a lot. Bill Belichick, I've gone back and studied it. He has certain positions. Like, he'll draft offensive linemen in the first. He'll draft linebackers in the first. He drafted Lawrence Maroney in the first, and he was a bust. He's drafted a wide receiver in the first before, not successfully. So I tried to stick with a need and what his typical MO is. And Isaiah Wynn has not been good enough, and so that's where I went there. The Texans pick shook up not just Texans fans at number 12, but really just people who are reading a draft because they're not used to seeing this name this high.
Yeah.
But this happens all the time. Like, I watch all these guys. I put the time in. I know what I'm doing. I've done 5,000 of these. I study how guys go, and this is the 2016 draft again. The 2016 draft, the top three guys were Will Fuller, Laquon Treadwell, Corey Coleman, Josh Doctson. Those are the top four. And the guy who ended up being the best was Mike Thomas. Mike Thomas was the second rounder. He ended up being the best. But the four that everyone talked about were Doctson.
Zion Thomas, he's the best?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. But he was really good for a while. But Corey Coleman, total bust. Laquon Treadwell, total bust. Couldn't run. Never ran a 40. Will Fuller, fast, fast, fast. I had Will Fuller as the top wide receiver, and Will Fuller was drafted first. Will Fuller had great speed, and he had terrible hands. Jalin Hyatt is my top receiver right now on the board. I looked at Jordan Addison. I'm like, what's the big deal? Jordan Addison has 856 yards receiving and 8 touchdowns for a quarterback who won the Heisman. Caleb Williams won the Heisman. I didn't see it with Jordan Addison. I'm like, he's good. Yeah, he's good. I'll give him a 63. That means he'll be a plus starter. He's a good, great ball skills. It's 175 pounds, whatever. Jalin Hyatt has 4.2 speed. No one could guard him, but he's not a complete wide receiver. That's okay.
You can become a complete wide receiver. You can't teach that speed.
Well, I don't think there is a true number one complete receiver, though. That's my problem. I don't think it's Quentin Johnston. I watched him. I was really disappointed with his toughness and lack of hands. Who's another one that people always point to? I'm trying to think. Zay Flowers is a nice little player, but there's no true number one. So if there's no true wide receiver one, and when I say wide receiver one, like a guy who's going to be the dude on a team, I think all these guys are complimentary receivers. Give me the guy with an elite trait, speed. When Will Fuller was healthy, this was a really explosive offense, really explosive. No one could guard Will Fuller. No one could guard Jalin Hyatt this year. Nobody. They can play him outside. You can play him inside. When he gets vertical. Can he run intermediate routes, get in and out of breaks? No, he's not good at that stuff. Either was DK Metcalf. And DK Metcalf was drafted in the second round, and it was a disaster. He's way better than that. All these teams passing on him until he made it to the second. So give me an elite trait. And if the Texans, the reason I drafted Jalin Hyatt, number one, Jalin Hyatt is not guardable one-on-one deep. But I said, okay, I've given him Bryce Young at two. I got Nico Collins, big possession guy. I got John Mechie, slot guy. And I'm going to assume John Mechie's going to be fine and be a good player. Give me a speed guy. Now I got my basketball team. I got a big power forward. I got a sleek two guard shooting down the field, and I got my small forward running little choice routes in the middle of the field as a slot. Like, so that was my rationale behind Jalin Hyatt. I don't care that other people. I had one guy said everyone else has got him like in a second or third. Then those guys are all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why is my vantage point does not matter, but the group think herd mentality because they haven't seen certain guys in the mock. They're all putting the same guys in there. They're all putting the same. Brian Breesy is number eight. No, he's not. He's not going to be number eight. He's not good enough to be number eight. Jalin Hyatt's going to go higher than you think. And so there's a lot of things that are going to be different. And I take the bullets early because all the other.
I just got to see him, though. I just want to see how stupid you are.
Let me.
Speaking of the draft, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
11 starters on offense for both teams.
Yes, that they're still doing that.
Right. They're still gonna have 11 starters on offense for both teams. How many of those 11 starters on offense for both teams? Let's start with the Chiefs. How many were drafted by the Chiefs?
Well, are we counting Pacheco as a Chief? I mean, is he a starter?
Yeah, he's a starter.
Okay. One, two, your wide receivers, depends on who your starters are. Juju and Valdes-Scantling weren't. Sky Moore was. Travis Kelce was.
Sky Moore's not a starter.
Yeah. Lucas Niang was. A decent amount.
What? How many?
On offense?
Yeah.
Seven?
Five.
Five? Okay.
Five.
So the offensive line, I'm blanking out on some of the O-line. That must be where.
So it's, they picked up Thuney, right? They picked up Brown. And they picked up Wiley.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's three of the five.
Humphrey and Smith were both drafted by them. Kelce was drafted by them.
Now,
Pacheco and Mahomes.
Now, Philadelphia is homegrown.
Okay. How many on Philadelphia?
Both tackles, the guard, the center. Who's the left guard? I can't remember who
Dickerson.
The left guard is. Yeah, Landon was. The quarterback was. The running back was. AJ was not. Devontae was. Everyone, 10.
10.
Yeah.
10.
10. Howie Roseman did a hell of a job.
Oh, you think? He's in the Super Bowl, and he's got 10 starters that
he
drafted.
His starting left tackle was a rugby player. His starting left tackle was a rugby player.
Mailata?
Mm-hmm. Was not a football player. I had to go watch rugby tape after he was drafted to write him up. Like I watched his workout. He's big, athletic. They drafted a guy who didn't play football, and he's a good left tackle now. He's a monster. He's huge.
What round did they get him in?
Undrafted. Oh, no, they drafted him, I think, in the seventh round, maybe.
Oh. 2018 draft.
Jordan Mailata was drafted. He was, let me see when he was drafted. He's truly, it's an incredible story. He's 6'8", 365 pounds. When he played rugby, he was like 315, and he is freight training everybody. It is unbelievable. He's splattering everybody. He was
like
drafted.
Like the dude on the All Blacks?
Yeah, the same thing. He went to IMG Academy to train under the supervision and guidance of a guy named Aiden Durday. During the training, he was scouted by Jeff Stoutland, an offensive line coach for the Eagles. And this guy was just that he said, I'm going to try to be an offensive lineman. So he started working at IMG Academy. An Eagle scout happened to be down there and noticed him. He was NFL scouts evaluated him as a 5.5 prospect, which that must be my grade, I guess, which equates to practice squad player with a chance to make the bottom end of an official roster. Pre-draft scouting reports written about him evaluated him as a quote-unquote work in progress. I don't know if that was mine or not, but he was drafted. What does it say he was drafted? Oh, he was round seven, the 233rd pick. He's a starting left tackle. They literally saw him. They saw his physical ability, and they said, we can work with this. He's not a starting left tackle.
How about that?
And Lane Johnson, who they drafted years ago, is an all-pro. Landon Dickerson came off the
– Is Roseman the best GM in the NFL right now?
I mean, he drafted Fletcher Cox. I mean, there forever, doing great. They brought over Hassan Reddick. Well, they knew Reddick could play, but they brought over. Still, they signed him. They brought him over. He's had some misses on the defensive line too, pass rush. But yeah, he's been a hell of a GM.
And they just said, and as a matter of fact, was it he or the owner just said, we don't have to see anything else from Jalen Hurts. He's getting a big contract.
Yeah.
I can't blame him. Nice. Good for Jalen, too. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
My brother said we need to get Jalen's dad on. We really do.
We do.
I'm like, can you help us?
Yeah.
And he said, he's like, yeah, just look up his email. I'm like, Mike, why are you asking us? RJ, can you try to get Jalen's dad on?
Get his dad on. Does anybody know his dad? Can give us his number?
Seriously?
713-780-3776.
Jalen is a guy who lifts like a monster. Offensive linemen love him. His teammates love him. He is a phenomenal leader, personal character. Like, it is hard to find a better dude
than
who you want to succeed than Jalen Hurts. Yep. It is hard to find anybody.
Everybody says the same thing. All right, time for me to talk. And you know what? I say the same thing over and over about my peeps over at the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. If you're looking for the best way to get out of whatever issue you have, and you have an issue, it's the Morley Law Firm. I am telling you right here and right now that the Morley Law Firm is here, and it's ready for you to get the out of the whatever issue you have. Divorces suck. Being sued sucks. Being arrested sucks. All the things that you need a lawyer for really suck. I mean, it does. It's just what it is. Lawyers, I apologize to all of you. But if somebody needs you, then they have a problem. Now, you could help them get out of this problem, which is great. You could help them right a bad situation, which is great, right? If you have to sue a doctor, if you have to sue an insurance company, just sue someone who hit you, whatever the case may be, it could all work out great. But the reason that I need the lawyer sucks. Here's the deal. It won't suck as bad when you got somebody with the experience and the know-how, and it's going to help you as much as the Morley Law Firm will. All you have to do, get your free consultation at 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
People who's brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.